Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming up Thursday, April 30th. It'll be broadcast live from the Superior Livestock Facilities in Fort Worth, Texas on Dish Network, channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30. The video auction itself started at 8 a.m. Central Time with 32,640 head on offer. 11,700 yearling steers, 5,300 yearling heifers, 8,000 weaned calves, and 5,890 calves on cows will be offered at the next sale. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video on a specific lot, visit the website SuperiorLivestock.com. Or as always, you can call for more information by calling Superior 800-422-2117. Remember, Thursday, April 30th for Superior Livestock's next satellite video auction. Latest crop progress numbers are out showing that we're making excellent progress in getting the 2020 corn crop in the ground. Unlike a year ago when we had so much moisture, really took forever to get the corn crop in the ground and the soybean crop as well. Moving quickly, we've got 1/4 of the corn crop already planted this year, 27% nationally in the 18 major states. That compared to 12% at this point 1 year ago, just starting the U.S. soybean plantings at this point nationally. As far as our Southern Plains region is concerned, we have 18% of the Oklahoma corn crop now planted, 24% in Kansas, and we're 2/3 done in Texas, 67% complete. Cotton crop, 18% of the Texas crop now planted. Sorghum crop, 67% planted as well. Nothing started yet in either Kansas or Oklahoma, according to the National Ag Statistics Service. Winter wheat crop conditions are falling. We're down to 40% in good to excellent shape now in the big wheat state of Kansas. We're still at 57% in good to excellent shape in Texas, 62% good to excellent shape in Oklahoma. But that number is going to fall further because we've had freeze damage, a substantial amount of freeze damage, according to state wheat specialist Dr. Amanda Silva.
So basically, the plants are starting to turn colors now. So you're seeing them to lose that green color. The heads are becoming white. But in some fields, the interesting thing is that we were still seeing kind of a green crop. But when you open up that flower in the wheat head, the male parts of the flowers are dead. In some fields where we had that pollination to occur before that freeze came in, we are seeing that the grain that started to being formed are shriveled. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's going to produce anything, those plants.
Translated, when the flower is dead, no wheat production coming out of that particular plant. One silver lining for Dr. Silva is that we are talking about a good bit of variability from field to field and even within fields. We've got plants, especially in low-lying areas of a lot of these fields, that are definitely dead. Others may still be able to produce some wheat here in 2020. We're talking about damages that she's seen to this point south of Interstate 40, west of Interstate 35. Now the latest on COVID-19 and our meatpacking plants. Tyson Foods Chairman John Tyson has bought full-page ads in the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Arkansas Democratic Gazette trying to explain what's going on regarding COVID-19 and its impact on the meat sector. He calls it a delicate balance, feeding the nation and keeping our employees healthy. You've got Farm News on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, it's Express Ranch's annual grass time sale coming Friday, May 1st, 12 noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, 175 Angus bulls, 30 Angus fallbred heifers, 150 Angus pairs, 60 Angus yearling heifers, 25 Hereford pairs and bred heifers, also featuring 37 bulls from the OSU Purebred Beef Cattle Center. You can bid online at Superior Livestock's SLA TV or liveauctions.tv. For more information and check the catalog, go to expressranches.com. More farm news on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.